I'm Nick Austin, host of Soul Saturday, heard every Saturday night at 8 on 101.9 WDET, and recently I had the opportunity to chat with Frederick Wallen, bass player for Little Dragon, ahead of the group's October 8 performance at St. Andrew's Hall. During the conversation, we explored a lot about what's behind the unique blend of the Swedish group's sound, including the new approach they took on their latest album, Slugs of Love, and how a love of nature documentaries impacted the album, as well as why they love coming to Detroit, including a surprise appearance from Bobby Womack. But to start the conversation, Frederick shared how the group got their start.
We met in high school, me, Eric, and Yukimi. I was in another band with Yukimi, kind of like a more jazz electronic outfit. And then we started jamming out together. We had a little collective mood in together and started making music. And Håkan joined as well. So it's been a while now since, early 2000.
What do you think's been the secret to you guys just sticking together and doing this thing as a group?
I think it's a mix of different things. Like first of all, I think it's the joint passion for music and grit.
Yes.
Kind of like, yeah, let's keep going. But then also, like, practically we've always shared everything, royalties and all the responsibility and dealing with it. I know, and as you get older, you learn to communicate more,
yeah,
which is key to a long-standing relationship. Just, yeah, talk things through and, yeah.
One thing that you're doing right now is communicating to me very well in English, but like I said, you're a band formed in Sweden, and yet you're singing music, your lyrics are in English, you know, and you've become really popular over here. Were you always singing in English, or did you start out singing in your mother tongue?
Yukimi, actually, she's half American, so her mother is from California, so she has that kind of natural language,
right.
English flow, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if she thinks in English. That's a good question. I should probably ask her if she thinks in English or in Swedish, if she mixes it up. Definitely has a natural flow of English. If the summer lasts, by my side.
Understanding your connection was somewhat just because of the music you guys were listening to. What were you listening to at that time that you guys formed that connection with?
It was a lot of jazz and also a lot of hip-hop and soul and R&B. That mix of soul music and also experimental music. I know we've listened to a lot of, you know, Slum Village and J Little. Also, you know, the whole Motown and Aretha and, yeah, and also a lot of house music, actually.
Yes, yes.
Which, you know.
That makes sense to me. When I hear some of your music, I definitely hear the house in it. I think of a group like Inner City. I don't know if you've heard Inner City's Good Life.
Yeah,
but, you know, definitely. That was Kevin Saunderson, who was originally from Detroit, one of the big three that helped make Detroit techno a big thing.
No, but that definitely, that's Good Life. I mean, me and Eric's been DJing through the years, and that's always a track that comes on our DJ sets. But let me take you to a place I know you wanna go. It's a good life.
Guys have good taste. when I think of the group Little Dragon, a song that really hit it for all of us was Wildfire. Kind of like a coming out party, at least over here with groups that I know of. When you made that song Wildfire, did you know that you had a hit on your hands, or how did that feel when that one came out for you guys with Subtract?
Funny enough, for me personally, when that song, when you came up with the vocals and stuff, I wasn't really that keen, not that into it. But then when we started playing it live, I was like, yeah, man, I really did the song. you know, sometimes it takes a while.
That's all right. Was there anything particular about it?
Maybe I had like bad headphones as well, and I didn't really get the full frequency. I could bet all of the riches that I have had. Rushing the night like a shark, babe, would it be bad? If I had to hey, yeah, you're like a wildfire, you're coming rising high. Your innocence was brave, drowning in what you saved me. It's crime.
Speaking of the new album, you guys do have a new album out. It's called Slugs of Love. It just dropped this summer here for 2023. One of the things that you did recently, you performed as part of the NPR Tiny Desk Concert, including music off of the album. I'd be gone in a flash, let's dance to a goal. One day all of us will be burnt in stone. Take a breath, make it worth every step as we go.
So happy to be here. We are Little Dragon.
It was really interesting hearing you guys performing acoustic versions of songs where you're a group that's, you know, received a lot of love for your electronic music. So do you have acoustic in mind when you're making the electronic version, or how does that transfer even happen for you?
I mean, I think, you know, a good song should work in any kind of setting. I think we felt like we'd have ridden the electronic wave quite a long while. Mm-hmm. It felt a little bit refreshing to just, like, you know, scale it down and do acoustic. But also, you know, we kind of enjoy to play that way also, like a little bit more dynamic, perhaps.
One of the reasons you guys are on tour right now is because of that Slugs of Love album, as I mentioned. Slugs of Love is a very interesting title. Where did that even come from? What does that mean?
It actually came from... I was watching that BBC nature documentary.
An ash black slug. And on this damp night, this slug is looking for a partner.
But there's like these leopard slugs. And when they mate, they climb up to a tree, and then they kind of like intertwine in kind of like a circus kind of thing on a string of slime.
Okay, sure.
Once the pair reach the treetops, they become more intimate. They nuzzle to make sure that they're suitably matched.
And it was kind of like, it looked very sci-fi and kind of beautiful and weird. So that was the title for that track, and then we liked it, so we used it for the album.
Right. I like that you mentioned sci-fi, because I think a lot of people who hear your music get the vibes of sci-fi, especially with what you do with, again, those electronic influences. What were you guys trying to accomplish with this album? Why did you say, hey, 2023, let's make Slugs of Love? What's this album for?
In some ways, it was a little bit of a pandemic album, like that came up from that. So it has a lot of like life affirming themes, and also I think we wanted to remake our process a little bit and let yes be more the lead word than no, kind of in how we create.
That's really interesting how you bring that up, because when we think about making yes be more of the vibe here with this album instead of no, because on the one hand, when you're a group of four like you guys are for so long, you know, maybe three people like something, one doesn't, or two like something and two don't, and you're like, hey, we want to get full buy-in on this, versus another time trying to go with people in different places. I was listening to a song, for example, one of the songs on the album I was listening to, it seemed to be a real personal experience for someone about losing somebody, but maybe not everybody in the group has lost someone. So for you, that experience of being more open to maybe when someone, where someone else is, did you find any struggle with kind of matching that emotion or going to that place with somebody else when it came to this album? And if so, how'd you guys work through that?
A good way was to kind of listen to what it meant for each one of us and kind of go with perhaps the strongest attachments and experience, and kind of help each other out in that way. Because I think, and previously, it's, you know, there's also, when you create, there's a lot of ego, and you know, you have, you know, like super keen on your own ideas, but it's, I think it was a really good process and learning process to kind of let the, as I said, the yes kind of lead the way, and the, you know, that attachment that kind of was strongest, you know, because it's a give and take.
Yeah, that's really cool. Are there any song, is there a specific song or any songs on the album you can think of where that letting the yes lead the way, there's a real good example of that?
The title track, once, I mean, because it started out, the demo version was very electronic, and I was mainly synths, kind of, and then we wanted to mix it up, and you know, there was a little bit of like attachment, there's always attachment to the original idea, but then it's like, okay, why not just let's try it, let's see what comes of it.
Slugs of love in search of freedom.
Easy Falling, I think.
Easy Falling, that's it, yes.
yeah. Also, because we had this, you know, it has like a little bit of like a country and Western vibe to it, like with the guitars, and I think we had an idea of maybe having like Dolly Parton sing on it. I guess she was busy.
She was busy, but then, you know, hey, that's all right.
Give me a chance to understand all the things I missed along the way. 'Cause I want to feel something real. I won't hold it back if I had a second chance for your love. Won't hold it back, want it here. to feel something true this time. Hold me gently, ease me.
Been to Detroit before, or will this be your first time?
No, we've been a couple of times. I actually remember what one time we did this tour with Gorillaz.
Yes, I remember that too.
Yeah, and it was me and Yukimi on because we did like a little feature, and I remember we played at the Fox Theater.
That's right.
In Detroit.
Yes,
and we had the luck and the privilege to share a tour bus with Bobby Womack.
When it's cold outside, who are you holding?
Legend. And I remember he was saying that I did call Aretha to see if she could, you know, come by the show, and I was like, yeah, wow. it's hard to imagine this, you know, just being in the press.
Again, that's great. People who want to learn more about your music and what Little Dragon's up to, what's the best way for them to do that?
You know, go on the music streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, or YouTube. You know, check out the videos or live performances. And...
Right on. Frederick Wallen, it was a pleasure speaking with you and getting to see the sunset behind you. Thanks so much for joining me on WDET.
Thank you.
That was Frederick Wallen, bass player for Little Dragon here on 101.9 WDET. Little Dragon will be performing at St. Andrew's Hall on Sunday, October 8th. I'm Nick Austin, and for more interviews like these, check out the Soul Saturday webpage at WDET.org and catch us live every Saturday night right here on 101.9 WDET.